You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
So I'm not sure if you've heard, but Headspace has a brand new show on Netflix called The Headspace Guide to Meditation, and it's out right now. There are 8 episodes, and every episode introduces a new technique, a new way of training the mind, and my hope is that there'll be something for everyone, no matter what's going on in your life right now. If you enjoy Radio Headspace, I'm pretty sure you'll enjoy Headspace Guide to Meditation too. It's out now, only on Netflix.
Headspace.
Hi, it's Andy here, and welcome to Radio Headspace. And to Monday morning. Happy New Year. I hope you've had a great start to the year. I know the holiday period may have been difficult for many of you, but I hope you were at least able to take a little bit of time out. I feel like the start of the year, let's put sort of any resolutions, sort of ideas aside for a moment and focus on instead the energy behind our intentions in the year ahead. Because it's different for each and every person. And whether we look at it from a philosophical point of view, a psychological point of view, a scientific point of view, there is only so much time and there is only so much energy. I was looking earlier today at a conversation, a thread on social media, and I was really struck. I was struck by so many things. I was struck by the toxicity of the conversation. I was struck by just how many people were following this person who seemed to agitate them so much. Like, why would you be spending so much time following someone who clearly is a cause for so much disease in the mind? It's a strange thing. Look, life is challenging enough as it is. I'm not sure we need to go in search for people, situations, conversations that are going to make us more mad, that are going to make us more anxious. It just doesn't seem to be time well spent. We can either spend our time and our energy sort of sniping at other people or disagreeing or arguing or trying to convince someone else to think how we think, or we could choose a different route in life. We could say, hey, you know what? That doesn't really seem to be getting me anywhere. It doesn't really seem to be improving the world. I'm not going to change that person. Instead, could we maybe
not follow that person?
Could we maybe choose to not try and force our opinions on others? Not necessarily spend time engaging in arguments and instead, okay, could we take all that energy that's being expended in a, some would say, negative way and perhaps encouraging a negative mind state for ourselves? Could we instead put that into more positive channels? Could we follow people that, I don't know, perhaps inspire us, that make us laugh, that make us happy? Could we, I don't know, give nice comments to people that we want to connect with? Again, there is only so much energy. We can expend it in ways that encourage negativity in our own mind or in the world, or we can spend it in ways that encourage a greater sense of joy and love in the world, internally, externally. Doesn't really matter. So as we head in to the new year, I would really, really encourage you to have a look at how you are engaging in the world, not just physically, but also through social media. Perhaps it's time to do an edit. It's a good thing to do, whether it's at the end of the year or the start of the year. And to think, okay, are there aspects of my life? Am I choosing to do things that are encouraging this negative mind state? And am I doing enough things to encourage a more positive, a more loving mind state? I feel like if that's our basis for the year, if that's our foundation for the year, then no matter what our resolutions, we cannot help but go through 2021 in a healthier, happier way, and we cannot help but have more harmonious relationships in our life. Thanks again for listening. I hope this year really is a good one for you. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.